The weather had made opening the wrought iron gate even harder. It was wedged into the frozen snow. She shoved at the gate and was showered with snowy ice. When she was finally through to the driveway, everything looked magical. The trees were white and the hedges were listing with snow. The running stream was frozen into silence and the driveway looked like a crisp cotton sheet. There were no footprints other than the one she was making. She walked past the naked nymph, her modesty now covered with a feathery white cloak, and looked up at the house. It was like a Christmas card, something out of a fairy tale. The white coating did wonders for the old place. It didn't look shabby anymore. Jody saw her through the leaded porch window and opened the door.
Hi, Sam. Come in, come in. You must be freezing.
She stamped her feet on the mat. I just love the snow. It makes everything look so pure, don't you think? As she stepped into the hallway, she noticed there was a fresher smell to the house, a squirt of polished smell. Jody had made an effort with her appearance too. Her hair was brushed and she was wearing lipstick, a sort of cerise pink. I love that lipstick. It really brings out your hair colour.
You think so? I wasn't sure. I thought maybe pink and red might clash.
I like it. Very dramatic. You should paint on a beauty spot just above your lip line. Then you really would look like an old Hollywood film star.
You mean old? As in old-fashioned?
Jody seemed a bit put out.
No, I mean old in a Vogue way. In a film star way.
She smiled. You're very pretty. I really don't think you appreciate just how striking you are, Jody. Jody blushed.
And so are you. You're stunning.
There was a moment between them.
You know what I would really like to do? I'd like to build a snowman.
She pulled a carrot out of her pocket and presented it with a flourish.
Ta-da!
That's the nose, so all we need to do now is build the rest of it. What are we waiting for? She laughed. Jody laughed too. She was clearly happy to join in the fun.
We'll need shovels. They're in the shed.
Jody led the way, and Milo scampered ahead, jumping and leaping about. He looked like a snowball, and all you could see of his face was his black, shiny nose peeking through. They walked along a small path that led to a shed. It was a barn-like wooden structure, and, like the house, it had seen better days. The windows were cracked and curtained with yellow cobwebs. Huge brambles climbed up the shed walls. Weeds grew thick and undisturbed around its base. It was completely wild, unlike the rest of the garden, with its lush lawns and neat borders.